This is the SearchSecurity.com Threat Monitor Podcast for May 5th, 2011. In these 7-month recordings, SearchSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Greg Smith. In this tip, security expert Michael Cobb explains why malvertisements are so hard to control and what enterprises can do to help mitigate the risk of malicious advertisement malware. And now, for this week's edition of Threat Monitor, Malvertisements, Mitigating Malicious Advertisement Malware, written by Michael Cobb. The alarming increase in legitimate websites infected by malicious advertisements, known as malvertisements, isn't just another hype security scare. More than 1 million websites were affected in the last quarter of 2010, according to data from Dacient Incorporated. Although the jump in numbers reported by Palo Alto, California-based Dacient was partly down to an expansion of the sites Dacient monitored, there's no doubt malvertisements are becoming an increasingly serious problem. Sites belonging to the New York Times, Auto Trader, View Cinemas, and the London Stock Exchange have all had malicious content injected into their legitimate ad streams, putting even wary users at risk of clicking on an ad that could infect their computer. There are several reasons why this form of attack is becoming so widespread. First, most attacks need to trick victims into installing their malware program or visiting a malicious site. This is a lot easier to do if they can gain the user's trust. Infiltrating a well-known and respected website with malicious ads leverages the existing trust between the victim site and its users. Fake ads are also a great way to circumvent more traditional perimeter defenses. Getting a legitimate ad approved and then replacing it with a malicious one means the attacker doesn't need to penetrate firewalls or intrusion detection systems, as the malware has been accepted into the ad stream. By infiltrating a widely used syndicated online ad service, thousands of sites can be infected at once. Get more advice on malvertisements from Michael Cobb after a quick word from SearchSecurity.com.
Looking for sound advice on the newest information security technologies and strategies, as well as insightful analysis of current InfoSec events? Then look no further than Information Security Magazine. Sign up today for a subscription to the industry's top digital magazine devoted entirely to information security. Download this month's PDF containing news, features, analysis, and commentary from security's biggest names. Signing up is easy. Visit searchsecurity.com/informationsecuritymagazine today to sign up for your free subscription. That's searchsecurity.com/informationsecuritymagazine.
Websites that run third-party ads can do little to protect their visitors, as the ads are not under their control. Even the company from whom they receive the ads may use syndicated ads from other publishers, so control over the source of the ads can be several parties removed. The only precaution sites can take is to use ad feeds from providers who take security seriously, at a minimum by demonstrating suitable security controls and have processes in place that can immediately cut advertising feeds if a problem arises. Even major ad networks, such as DoubleClick and MSN, have been tricked into delivering malvertisements. The ad networks must do a better job vetting the content and images they serve for malicious code, detecting any breaches in their terms and conditions, and identifying, blocking, and removing malicious ads when they appear. Thankfully, the top browser makers are starting to tackle the problem of advertisement malware, the latest versions all having some form of reputation-based checking of any URL a user requests and warning them if its content has been flagged as potentially dangerous. The recently released Internet Explorer version 9 boasts a new feature called Smart Screen Application Reputation that warns users when it suspects an executable file about to be downloaded is dangerous. However, with more than 25 million variants of malware and attackers constantly relocating where they host their malware, it's always going to be a game of catch-up. Therefore, enterprises need to make their users aware of the threat of malvertisements and possibly introduce a no-ad click rule, supplemented with security awareness training and enforced with strict disciplinary actions. After all, it's unlikely employees would find the need to click on ads if they are using the web for business purposes in the first place. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor Podcast. As always, you can download more of our podcasts by visiting searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.